Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One way you can tell that you're not in the perfect will of God is you'll have this dissatisfaction in your spirit. And a lot of times people will get disgruntled and be hard to live with. And it's not because the other people's fault, it's because these people are not in the perfect will of God. And they want to blame it on somebody else. We're having fun this morning, aren't we? Now, if you think I'm talking to you, realize it's not me, it's the Lord. And I may not know anything about what I'm talking about where you're concerned. Just look straight ahead and smile and go, praise God. Yeah, Brother Keith, say it again. Somebody needs to hear that. One way I know some of these things is because during that time of my life, I became very unhappy. I should have been happy, naturally speaking, but I wasn't. I began pressing into the Word, and I began to drawing near to God, and when you do, spiritual things become more real to you. Now, a lot of people backslide because of that. They begin to get close to God and begin to realize He's got a plan for them. He's got something He wants them to do, and they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it, so they get cold. And they back off, and they won't pray, and they won't read their Bible, and they won't go to church. Why? Because when you do that, the Lord's leadings get dull to you. His plan fades away, and people can get to the point where that doesn't bother them anymore. But friend, when you're like that, you've dulled and seared your conscience, and you couldn't hear God if He's talking to you through a megaphone. That's a bad place to be. But no matter how dull a person may have become, you can become sensitive again. But you got to draw near to Him, and you got to be willing to hear, and you got to be willing to obey. And I got miserable, miserable. And I'm sure I wasn't fun for Phyllis, you know, for her to be around me. I mean, I didn't get mean. I don't mean I did anything to her, but I just wasn't fun to be around. And friend, that's not okay when you lose your joy. But thank God, I kept seeking Him. And He began to deal with me. And I out in the woods, sometime in the middle of the night, I'd go, Lord, what? What do You want? Well, see, I'm natural, so I'm wanting some kind of natural response. I'm wanting to hear a voice. I'm wanting to see something in the sky. I'm wanting to feel why? Because natural gravitates to the natural. This passage here goes on to talk about that the things of God are spiritually discerned. Not mentally discerned, not physically, not emotionally discerned, spiritually discerned. I sought Him that way for months. If I said it once, I must have said it 1,000 times. Lord, what? What do You want? Well, just tell me. Just talk to me. I'm wanting to hear a voice. Don't seek voices. Don't try to hear voices. Are you with me? Technically speaking, the witness is not a voice. What word do you keep seeing in connection with the word witness? No. You keep seeing that word come up, know, a knowing, a sense, a knowing that's not based on reasoning, a knowing that's supernatural, and a sense, spiritual sense, a witness, an additional witness to your own heart, something stronger than just yourself. I remember one thing the Lord told me during that time. I was in our little mobile home in the middle of the night. For the nth time going, what, God, what? What do You want? Would You just tell me? Talk to me. Talk to me. Lord, talk to me. Please just talk to me. I said it, I'm sure, too many times. Well, Lord, just talk to me. Finally, he spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but to me it was definite. He said, son, I've said many things to you in the book, which you don't know. He said, find out what I've already said to you in the book. And if I want to say something else to you, I will. I got a revelation that day. I begin to read this book in a different way. How many want the Lord to talk to you? Did you know he will talk to you anytime, anywhere? All you got to do is open this book up to any page and say, Lord, talk to me, and start reading. And he's talking to you. Amen. And the more you know his spirit through this book, then you'll recognize his spirit inside you and in any other way that he would communicate. Go with me, please, to the book of Luke. Luke and the first chapter. Now, Jesus said in talking to Nicodemus, in talking to him about being born again, he said, the wind blows where it listeth, and you hear the sound thereof, but you cannot tell whence it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He moves like the wind. Similarities. And you can sense things in your spirit. It's not intellectual. It's not reason. It's not feeling. It's not a voice that you hear with your ears. But you sense him. Everybody say sense. Sense. Witness. Witness. Knowing. And the reason why people don't get it is because they're, for one thing, not taught to even pay attention to what they get in their spirit. People are taught to train their heads. People are taught to develop their heads, their intellect, develop their bodies, but not their spirit. If you're head led, you're not spirit led. If you're feeling led, reason led, money led, opportunity led, all of these things, you'll not be spirit led. But here's two words that helped me some years ago, and I want to share them with you today. Luke 1, are you there? Luke 1 and the third verse. Are you comfortable? Are you happy? Most of you are doing pretty good on this. A couple of you need to relax. I said, what do you mean, Brother Keith? Because you're thinking, I don't know what he's talking about. You're not in faith. You got to believe you can get this. Just relax and get in faith and go, I'll get this. One reason you're going to get it, because you're not going to quit. Right? You're going to stay with this. And if we say some things that you don't understand or sounds strange to you, get the tape. Go over it again. And again. And again. Right? And if you keep coming here, we're going to talk to you about it some more. I'm not going to give up on you. God's not going to give up on you. You don't give up on you. And believe you can get it. Faith is a big factor. Revelation is connected to faith. In Romans, it talks about revelation that the wisdom and the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel from faith to faith. Teach your children this. The big key to their intelligence and their ability to learn is their faith. Where the enemy gets in and people begin to be clouded is when a child begins to believe they can't get it. It's too hard for them. And be very wary of all these initial conditions. ADT, and many other such like things that have only of late have people supposedly found out about it. So much of it are hooks that the enemy can hang something on. When people label their children attention deficient. We had some people a while back, and they came to us all concerned and upset. Their child had been labeled this and that. And I just knew in my spirit, I looked at them, I said, there's nothing wrong with that boy. Don't you say that again. There's nothing wrong with that boy. Going to start giving him drugs. Well, you know, 3- and 4-year-olds don't just sit perfectly in a chair all the time. I reckon if our moms would have had drugs, they might have drugged us too. To keep from having. But they didn't know what all this stuff was, so they just had to be mamas and daddies. And take care of us. And deal with us. Beware. Listen, you hear what I'm saying? Beware of letting your children be labeled and calling them such things and making excuses why they can't learn. If they come to believe they can't get it, they will be mentally crippled. I've seen children who were super sharp and bright come to believe something was wrong with them and just start spiraling down. I've seen other children who had difficulty learning and were claimed to have this problem and dyslexia and this and attention deficiency and everything else, but they quit talking that stuff and they begin talking about they have, mama'd look them in the eye and say, you have the mind of Christ. You can understand anything you need to understand. You're smart. You're sharp. You're quick. They begin to believe that. I said they begin to believe that. Their intelligence just begins to come up. See, learning is inseparable from faith. If you believe you can understand it, you can. If you believe it's too hard for you, you're too dumb to get it, then that belief, that unbelief actually dulls your understanding. It literally darkens you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1130. That's R1130. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.